Paragraph Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ho'ikar hu haponim. The main thing is the face. Ki b'chol dovar bo'ilam, ikar hadovar hu b'chinas ponim shiloi. Because when we deal with anything in this world, the most important thing is the face. K'moy etzel ha'odom, just like when it comes to a human being, ikar ha'odom hu haponim. The most important part of the person is the face. A teacher who teaches a class of students knows that usually, if any of the students is not looking at them, not making facial contact when they're teaching, the teacher says, hey, look at me! Because if you're not if the faces are not connected, then the whole body is not, the brain and the entire body is not connected. The face is that channel through which a person projects and receives most. What do you mean? Well, if I'm playing baseball, it's nothing. It's how fast I'm throwing the ball or catching the ball. That's true. But even then, to throw the ball and catch the ball, you have to be looking at the target. If your face is distracted, if you're looking somewhere else, then it means your attention, your brain is distracted and disconnected. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the most important thing is the face. Ki kol hamoyach v'hadas v'hadibur hakoil b'haponim. Because the brain and the consciousness and the speech of the person is all the face. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, chochmas odom to'ir ponov. The intelligence of a person lights up their face. So the face is conveying what's in the brain, either through speech, through the eyes, through the ears, through all these seven openings of the head. V'chol ho'asokim sheyesh, we know that the posik, v'hoyu einecho royois es moirecho, when a person's learning Torah, the Torah advises your eyes should look at the teacher. Because again, the eyes are one of the most important parts of the face that are a pipe to be able to receive, chochmo and das from a mentor. V'chol ho'asokim sheyesh im ho'odom she'echod oisek im chaveroi. And all dealings that people have with each other, where a person's involved with another person, batoira, whether they're studying Torah together, oy maso umatan, or they're discussing a business transaction, they're doing business together, hakoil hu bahaponim. It's all the face. And you speak to people who are experienced, people who are very, very knowledgeable, very often they'll look at the face of the person. And they don't even have to hear what the person says or anything. They read the person from their face, facial expression, etc. Ukemoikein bechol hadvorim sheboilam yesh bechinas ponim. And so too regarding everything in the world, everything has a face to it. Shehu ikar hadovar, which is the most important thing. Shehu bechinas haponim shel oisei hadovar. That's the face of that item. We know, for example, the Gemara has an expression, pnei hadoyer, the face of the generation, which means the leaders of the generation. The most important people in the generation are referred to as the pnei hadoyer. When we speak about our shuls, our synagogues, somebody comes in and says, where's the pnei? Where's the face? They're talking about where are the leaders, where are the elders of the shul, the most important people of the shul, where do they sit? They're sitting up front. When we talk about representing a business or representing any venture, you want to know what face that business is showing. Unfortunately, in today's world, in the Olam HaSheker, we have people spend trillions of dollars on advertising agencies to give them an image, a face, which isn't always necessarily the truth. But again, that's the issue here, the issue, because people know that people are going to look at our face, what image we have, how we're presenting ourselves. Not everybody's going to sit down a law office. People aren't going to take out all the judgments that particular law office has participated in and read through the 85,000 pages to decide whether they're going to choose this law firm or not. They're going to walk into the office and they're going to look to see, number one, the physical appearance of the office. They're going to look at some of the people, how it's set up. Does it look professional? Does it not look professional? We'll talk for a few minutes. Do they sound professional? All of these are part of that ponim. Because again, the ponim is the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, all that, all the communication. V'tzorich kol odom lehistakel b'chol dovor al haponim v'ho'ikar shaloi. And when a person wants to relate to everything in this world, you have to look at the face of every item and the essence of that item. Ki ikar shel kol dovor hu b'chinas haponim shaloi. Because the essence of the item is its face. And hu ha'emes, and that's the truth. Ki ho emes hu b'chinas haponim. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that emes is synonymous with ponim. Again, we mentioned Yaakov Avinu represents emes, titein emes liyakov, and Yaakov Avinu is referred to by the face, mevakshei ponecho Yaakov selo. Kamei shekosuv b'Torah zois, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in this chapter in Likutei Moran, u'kamei shekosuv b'kavonois, and as the Arizal explains in his writings, she emes hu oyer haponim. Emes is the light of the face. V'chein mavoyer b'simen kuf tzadik beis. Rabbeinu Zal also elaborates on this in chapter 192 in Likutei Moran. She emes hu haponim shel kol haponim digdusha. Ayin Shom. There, Rabbeinu Zal says, emes is the face of all faces of Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Zal there explains what that means. We're not going to go into that now. But again, we're saying the truth of an item, the appearance, how something appears. Now, we know on one hand, we're told that appearances aren't always the truth. Appearances can be deceiving. That's true, they can. But when we're operating within a framework of truth, within emes, then the ponim is very important. As if a person is putting on a deceptive face, we know people can do that. People can make themselves look different than what they really are, and people can make a house or any project look different than what it really is. That's within sheker. But within the framework of emes, if we're talking about an honest presentation, then again, the face is what's presenting. The face is what's showing you what the thing is all about. Ve'emes hu echod. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Kamei Shekosuv Admor Zal b'Simen Nun Aleph u'Bemakom Acher. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 51 in Likutei Moran and in other places, that the truth is one. Meaning, for example, if I want to say the truth about this pen that I'm holding in my hand, I can say it's a pen. If I want to lie about, if I want to say something untrue, I can say it's a peach, it's a plum, it's a banana, it's a box, I can say 100 things about it. The emes is echod. Hainu sheikar shel kol dovor, shehu haponim sheloisei hadovor kanal, hu rak ho emes shehu echod. The essence of anything, which is the face of that thing, is only the truth about that thing, which is one. Shehu hachius elokus hamalubash ba'isei dovor, which is the spiritual life that's in that item. Shehu ikar hadovor, which is the real essence of that item. Just like we mentioned recently, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, when I say you, listen to me, or you, I want you to do this. What is you? When I use that word you, is that the person's hand? No. You refers to the soul of the person. Because when we're speaking about the body, we refer to the body as the body of the person. That person's body. So the body is not person. The person, when we use the term person, we're talking about the essence of man, the essence of the person, which is their soul, which is their spiritual life, the chiyus. That's when we're talking about human beings, and so too regarding everything else in this world. Everything in this world has a nefesh, an elokus, a chiyus of Hashem in it. And again, that's what shows on its face. When we look at an item, when I look at a bookcase, that bookcase is something that was constructed to hold books, And again, it has a certain chiyus elokus in it that's keeping its molecules together, that the Hashem who gave the wisdom to the person who constructed that, and then the people who built it, and then they brought it to the house, and they put it right in that place, and they filled it with those books, and all of that chiyus, all of that chachma and seichel that went into that, that's in it, that's allowing this item to serve its purpose. Ki Hashem Yisborach hu ikra v'sharosha d'chol almin. Because Hashem is the essence and the source of all the worlds. Everything that's found in any and all the worlds all originates from Hashem. U'mi shemestakel b'chol dovor al chiyus elokus hashechem boi, and a person who looks at the spiritual life that's found in everything, sheze ikar ho'emes, that's the real truth, that's the truth of that item, u'mestakel al haponim shel hadovor, he looks at the face of that item, shehu Ikra Dovor, which is the essence of that item. So the Rav Nosson Zal is not using the word face here to mean literally face or the external, you know, the chitzonius, the outside. He's using the term face here on a spiritual level to refer to the essence of the item where the light of the spiritual light of that item is coming through. And again, it's the reality of that item. What it really is, because again, we have some things which on the outside appear to be very sweet and good, and we know on the inside it's terrible, it's bitter. So the reality of that item, the real face of that item, it's not the false face of that item, that it projects an image as if it's something wonderful and sweet and delicious and great, drugs, hallucinary drugs, chas v'shalom rachmanal islam, you know, which on the outside have an image as if it's great and it's wonderful and it's fat. But all of us know that the essence of that item, the emes of that item, is it's an item of destruction, chas v'shalom. V'zeh kol avoidah sa'odom bozeh ho'ilam. And this is the main goal of a person living in this world, levakesh tomet b'chol hadvorim sheboilam es haponim, to always be looking for the ponim of everything in this world, which means I'm looking for the reality, emes, the emes of that item. I'm looking for the emes in that item. I'm looking for the Hashem inside that item, which is the emes of that item, which is the essence of that item. I'm looking for the truth of that item. Es haponim v'ho'ikar, to seek out the ponim of the item, and the ikr, the essence of the item, shehu ho'emes, which is the reality of that item, the truth of that item, shehu Hashem Yisborach, which is Hashem, shehu etzem ho'emes, which is the ultimate truth, v'hu echod v'ein sheni. And when we praise Hashem, we say Hashem is one and there's no other, there's no two. V'hu ikra v'sharosh adchol almen. Hashem is the source and the foundation and the basis and the root of all worlds. V'hu bara kol dovor. He created everything. V'hu mechaye u'mekayim b'choleis es kol advarim sheboilam. And Hashem is the one who sustains and gives life to every single thing in the world at all times. V'hu ikra haponim shel kol hadvarim sheboilam. And Hashem is the real face of everything in this world. Everything in this world, kaviyochel, is reflecting the face of Hashem, is part of the face of Hashem. Ki kulam mekablim chiyusam mehashem. Mehashem yisborach. Because everyone and everything in this world is receiving life from Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas pneihem, meaning they're getting their face, their chayim, their emes from Hashem. With the ikram kanal, that's their ponim and that's their ikram. Ki kol odom tzorich levakesh tomid pnei Hashem. Because each and every single person living in this world is supposed to be searching for and seeking out the Pnei Hashem, the face of Hashem. K'may shekosov, as it says in our tefillah, in Hoidu, Bakshu Fonov Tomid, always seek Hashem's face. And as it says in Tehillim, L'cho Omar Libi, Bakshu Fonai. To you, my heart says, seek out my face. Seek out this Pnei Hashem. Uchsiv, in another pasuk that says, Ze Doer Dorshov, this is the generation and its seekers. Mevakshe Fonecho Yaakov Sela. They are searching for your face, Yaakov. Ki ho emes hu b'chinas Pnei Hashem. Because the truth is the face of Hashem. Truth, reality, is the face of Hashem. And that's why we have this concept, reality check, that people who realize, who recognize that we find ourselves in an Olam HaSheker, in a world that's full of all kinds of falseness and fakeness and phoniness, in this world it becomes a whole project to be able to look through, to be able to look for the emes, to be able to look at each thing and know what's the reality of this thing. I look at a bottle of Coca-Cola and they write in big, big words, feels great. Or they write essence of man, you know, whatever they want to say to present that this is the ultimate, this is the best thing in your life. But a Jew living in this world has to look at that and ask himself, is that real? Is that the truth or not? Because again, this Coca-Cola has a kesher to Hashem. It has some, Hashem created water, Hashem created sugar, Hashem created all the things. But again, what does Hashem say about this? Is this good, not good, healthy, not healthy, a lot, a little, when, make a bracha on it, don't make a bracha on it, all the different aspects of it. Ki ho emes hu b'chinas pnei Hashem. Because emes is the pnei Hashem. Ki mi shezoich aleido ho emes al burioi, kemoi shehu emes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, a person who really understands the truth, the real truth, shehashem yisporach bora hakoil, yesh me'ayim, that Hashem created everything from nothing, from zero. Umechaye umekayim hakoil bertzoinoi, and Hashem gives life to everything in this world purely as he wants. Hashem is not controlled by anybody or anything or any circumstances or any nature. And Hashem supervises everything in creation in detail, to its finest detail. Zois hayedio ho amitis, this awareness, this recognition, hi bechinas haoras pnei Hashem, is called the shining of the face of Hashem. When a person knows that 100%, then Hashem's face is shining upon him. To the degree that a Jew is aware of this and believes this totally and realizes it, to that degree, that Jew is connecting to the He'oras Pnei Hashem, the Oyer Haponim. Ki ho emes hu haponim shel kol haponim kanal. Because as we said earlier, emes is the face of all faces. That's the reality of all realities. Hainu kisheyoidin ho emes ze ikur bechinas he'oras ponim. When a person knows the truth, that's when they possess this he'oras ponim. That's when they're seeing with the right kind of light. They're seeing things for what they really are. Kamoy lamoshel begashmius. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's give an example in the physical world. Bemelech boser adam, if we talk about a physical king, kol zman shehamelech nistor b'chadorov, ve'ein zeichen l'roisoi, hu b'chinas hastoras ponim. So long as that king is locked away in his room, and he doesn't step out of it, and people, no one gets to see him, that's called Hastoras Ponim. Ukishemegal atzmoy lanoshev, when he reveals himself to his people, v'royinoisoy, and they see him, ze b'chinas Heoras Ponim. That's called Heoras Ponim. Shemar Elohim Ponim. He's showing them his face. I want to see your face, you know, that kind of thing. Or face me, as again, a teacher says to a student, I want you to face me. So what do you mean? I'm here, I'm listening. You are not listening. If you're not facing me, you're not listening. You're not making the perfect, the best connection, the most solid connection. Because as Rav Nosson explained, what ponim is, Panim is the ikar. That's the most important thing. So the most solid connection is when people are facing each other. And again, this is why we have this concept of video or people or people saying that as much as they can communicate, they can write a letter. It's not the same as if we have a face-to-face meeting. We sit down and talk face-to-face. That's a completely, completely different level of communication. And people have invested billions of dollars to invent video conferencing, things like that. So what do you need that for? What's wrong with a telephone? What's wrong with talking over the telephone? Because people realize and recognize that as much as you can get a lot of communication over a telephone or verbal communication, it can't compare in any way to seeing the person's face, to people seeing each other. Shehoyonista mehemat heina, the king is revealing, he's showing his face, which was hidden up to now. Kemoikein lahavdil b'Hashem Yisborach, melech malchem lech makodesh baruch hu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, so too by Hashem, when we speak about the king of all kings, Hashem, she'i'efshir lir'oisei b'einayim gashmim, who we cannot see with our physical eyes, vafilu be'enei hasechel, and even in our mind, we cannot picture Hashem. Kiim kol chad kfuman b'shar balibe, it's just each and every person, according to what they feel in their heart, according to what they can perceive in their heart, you know, the awesome greatness of Hashem, but again, they can't come up with a physical picture of any sort. As the Zohar Kodesh says, "Umuva b'dvareinu kama pomim," and it's brought in our Sfar many times. That again, even though you can't see Hashem, it's just each person according to what they feel. Still, kishashem isborach oizer lahodom, when Hashem helps a person, umisnoitzeitz bedaitoi yedia samitosoi, and in that person's brain is shining an awareness of the reality of Hashem, of how real Hashem is. And the person knows that Hashem is everything and everywhere. And I can't breathe without Hashem. There's nothing happens without Hashem. It's Zebchinas He'orasponim. That person is in a state of He'orasponim. When a person has that total awareness of Hashem, that's called He'orasponim. And this is why you could understand why the first page in the Shulchan Aruch, the first line, you know, when the Ramo presents Yiddishkeit, line page one, line one, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. Putting Hashem in front of me, right in front of me, right in my face, all the time, that's what it's all about. All of these halachas, you're going to learn about tzitzis and tefillin and meat and milk and Shabbos. What it's all about is He'orasponim. It's about looking at Hashem, you know, having Hashem in front of your face 24/7, all the time. You're always plugged into Hashem. You're always looking for Hashem and at Hashem. And you're always totally aware that Hashem is looking at you. Hashem is watching you all the time. Va'al zeh onu mevakshim tomid. And this is what we're always praying for, to get to that kind of level. Yoer ponov itonu selo, that Hashem should shine his face upon us always. Ho'iro ponecho alavdecha, Hashem shine your face upon your servants. Ponecho ho'er bavdecha. So many psukim throughout the Torah all talking about this. Rav Nosson Zal in these 2-3 lines gave us a pretty good definition of it. And he said that when Hashem helps a person, and the person's brain is sparkling, it's glowing with awareness of Hashem, total awareness of Hashem, that's called He'orasponim. V'hakoyhanim nitztavu levorech es Yisrael bebrocha zois. And when Hashem commanded the Kohanim to bless the Jews, what blessing did he tell him to give us? This is it. Yoer Hashem ponov elecha, that Hashem should shine his face upon us. Ki ze ho'ikar, because this is the most important thing. Shezoiche leha'oras pnei Hashem. When a person is zoiche to that light of the pnei Hashem, meaning Again, here Rav Nosson Zal defines it again. Dehainu sheyoir bedaitoi amitas elukusoi. That in that person's brain, he is totally, totally aware of the reality of Hashem. Sheze ikar oir haponim. That's what oir haponim is really all about. Ki emes hu oir haponim. Because emes is oir haponim.